Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass and Macca, and supported by our very wonderful team, Fiona, who's our producer and also working the socials nice and hard, and of course Paul, who's helping out with the buttons.
I'll give you an update. Nevada, Donald Trump is 23,000 votes ahead. In Arizona, he is about 28,000 votes ahead. In Georgia, he is 5,000 votes ahead. In Pennsylvania, he is 16,000 votes ahead, and he is 4.1 million. Votes ahead.
It's looking like it's going to fall toward Biden's way, isn't it?
Well,
be hard for it to turn.
It's
now.
Not. It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Fat person sings, Macca.
Fat person. No, the fat lady is the
person, Macca. The person.
Till all the fat people sing, then. Okay.
I did hear a great one the other day. Actually.
What do you mean I can't say
that? No, I was reading a document the other day, and I heard about a person who was pregnant.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's an attempt to be sort of gender neutral, a person who is pregnant.
Oh, right. Okay.
I thought that was very interesting. Anyway, we've had lots of feedback this morning. 317's been rather prolific.
I know.
Great to see you back on fire, 317.
He's hoping that we're all fully closed.
They, Macca. We don't know who 317 is.
No, we don't.
317 won't tell us anything about themselves.
Other than 317 hopes that we're fully clothed in the studio.
Yeah, no, they did make that comment. We have heard from Daryl with the one R. Love you, Daryl.
Yep.
And of course it goes on. We've had messages from 200. We've had messages from 644. We love hearing from you, of course.
We've had a lot. Now,
Sally Capp, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tass and Macca.
And a big congratulations.
Thank you. You do bring a smile to my face.
I tell you what, Sal, you know how to win an election, even with postal ballots. You could show the kidnapped chimp a thing or two.
Are you taking anyone to court over the postal service?
Definitely not.
Is anyone taking you to court?
We did have a record number of voters, though, and I think that's what we're seeing in the US as well, just people getting more involved in the election process than before.
Actually, that's happened right across the board, yes. Even with local government elections across the state. Yes.
Even the people's,
record numbers.
Even the People's Republic of Moreland, where you can apparently
vote a couple
of times.
You got to 99.9%, did you?
Yeah. We're going to talk about City of Melbourne in just a second, Sally, and I know that you're often reluctant to make a comment about some other matters, but please give me your perspective on the US election and how the narrative is rolling out. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think one of the, you know, let's be, this is very personal, let me say this.
Yes.
You know, one of the greatest privileges that we do have is to vote and for that vote to count. And to see what's happening in the United States where there's an undermining of democratic principles, that such a privilege to have that so many people around the world would cherish, and to see that being trashed and burned is really disappointing. And I just hope that the people of America can hang in there and reject divisiveness and really make sure that, as they say, every vote counts. But it's absolutely fascinating, isn't it?
Here.
It is. So. Well said. So, Sally, how does it feel? You're directly elected Lord Mayor.
Second time around.
How does it feel, you know, to have such huge support from the voters residents, ratepayers, businesses of the City of Melbourne. How does it feel for you and your team? For you and your team.
Yeah, well, look, thank you. And it's very emotional. It's very emotional. COVID and this year, 2020, has been draining for so many reasons. And to feel a sense of people galvanising around a positive future for Melbourne, which is how I'm really taking it, a mandate for our agenda, which was very much about looking forward, about creating positivity, giving people a sense of hope about what we can achieve as a city again, and making sure that we have that unified effort to bringing Melbourne back better. To have that sense of confidence from the voters is reassuring. I cried, as you can imagine.
Yes,
in
yes.
fact, my media advisor before going out to talk to the press said, just suck it up and stop being so teary. I won't say anything sensible. But there's all of those emotions of relief and elation and being so thankful. And it is very humbling. It is all of those sorts of things. But, of course, the honour of leading the city out of what's been one of our most difficult times is immense, and really just went straight back to work.
Well done, Sally. Well done. We've had a couple of very positive messages. I can't read them all out, but congratulations, refreshing leader. She's wonderful, and they go on and on and on. So there you go. Sally, do you have the, speaking of the whole chamber, the council chamber, do you have the numbers? Do you have the numbers to be able to drive your agenda through, or will it still be a negotiated position?
Well, I think the way local government works, I think it's always and it should be a negotiated position, because we want to have those really great debates. We got four people, including Nick Rees and I, into council. I did have some flat moments on Wednesday, realising that Mark McMillan, who I think being just the most amazing councillor, missed out. And look, a big part of that is that we didn't do any preference deals, but it was a decision we made as a team, and so that's something we stand by, and Mark will continue to make a big contribution to Melbourne, I know, in other ways. But I've got to say, I've met all of our new councillors. There were five returning, six new. That sense of renewed energy and ideas and that expanse of skill sets and experiences is really exciting. So for the returning councillors to have that stability and knowledge and be able to guide our way forward, but for new councillors, some of whom I think are familiar to you, Jamal, for example, spent a lot of time yesterday with Jamal talking about his areas of expertise, particularly public health, but also a lot of experience with the Midsummer Festival. And we had a big conversation about safety and that sense of belonging and feeling confident in your own community, and how we can work on delivering more of that for Melbourne was really exciting.
And of course we know Nick Rees and David Griffiths and Leonard
David,
Rowan
exactly.
Leopard, yes. So
Rohan's back, Olivia Ball,
great team.
Really great new people. Yeah.
Look,
I'm excited.
It's a great team, Sally, and you know, you understand better than anyone the challenge that's ahead. You know, you've got to work with you are going to work with the state government on bringing the CBD back to life. You've already started that before the election. I know the government understands just how important the Melbourne CBD is to our economic and our social health. So the first, not going to pin you down to the first 77 days or the first 100 days, but what are the things on your list, you know, on your list that you
top two or three
Sal,
things
that you really think you know, you're going to get your teeth into?
Well, the great thing is that all of us agree as councillors that the economic revitalisation, getting people back into jobs, having small business owners being able to open their doors again, it's an absolute priority, and we need to make sure that all of our efforts are focused on that as a priority, because a flourishing and successful economy then can support so many other activities. And so from our perspective, from our campaign, which we have a strong mandate to deliver, it is getting straight into things like the Melbourne dollars to support our hospitality sector, the continued rollout of the reactivation plan, which includes the outdoor dining. It is about making sure that our Capital Works program is run well and that we spend that money and that we deliver and deliver with the least amount of disruption. And why do we look at Capital Works? Well, it's $175 million of our own money. It makes the city more productive and it sets up jobs now and legacies for the future. So those sorts of investments have to be made well. And it is, you'll be pleased to know, Macca, getting those conversations going about when we turn the first site on the Green Line.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Project, exactly. And it's not lost on me, of course, but I'm pleased, other councillors as well, that successful cities mean that there is safe accommodation and support services for everyone, so not walking back from any of our commitments around homelessness and housing. They're all discussions we've already had with the CEO, setting up for more detailed briefings next week.
Sally, Mac is quietly sort of signalling that he'd like an invitation to the turning of the sod.
Oh, no, Sally and I are going to be the first ones to walk on it.
Excellent. We look forward to it.
Look, we've got to go, Sally. We will have you back the first Saturday in December for a double segment, hopefully in the studio. I just want to pay a little bit of tribute to the work you've done, but also all the candidates, and in particular, Apsara, the Greens candidate who came second in primaries, ran a really good campaign. Was great to interview. She didn't get across the line, but she ran a great campaign. She was incredibly nervous when she spoke to us on air.
Yes, she was.
But you know, I was really impressed with what she had to say, and I just want to I want to commend her for the way she conducted herself during the campaign.
I agree, and it was a really good contest of ideas, and I think Melburnians should feel confident because there are lots of good ideas that we will take forward, and looking forward to working with everyone.
Yeah. Good on you. So good on you, Sally. Congratulations.
Stay well, Sal. I look forward to you and I taking that first step on Green Line. Can I help cut the ribbon?
No, you can't.
I think it's going to have to be red carpet if you're coming back.
Good on you.
Sally, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for everything.
And enjoy the moment while you can, because I know you'll be rolling up your sleeves very quickly to lots of hard work.
Exactly. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Cheers. Bye-bye, Sally.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.